Reading. Two Geniuses. Many people regard Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, as a genius. His research led to the development of nuclear energy. Einstein said the only gift he had was curiosity, but he also had a sense of humor. As a young man, Einstein received many invitations to explain his theories at different universities. On these trips, his driver was always the same, a man called Hans. Hans often said, "It's a pleasure to drive a genius like you, Dr. Einstein." One evening, on their way to a university, Einstein said, "I wish I didn't have to give my lecture tonight, Hans. I'm so tired. But I can't let the audience down, can I?"
"You don't need to," said Hans. "I can give the lecture for you. I've listened to it so many times that I know it by heart. No one will find out."
Einstein agreed, and they changed places. Einstein said to Hans, "Just don't try to answer any questions, will you?" And Hans nodded. At the university, Hans was led to a platform which was surrounded by professors and students. Einstein sat in the audience, listened to Hans give his lecture perfectly, and joined in the applause at the end. However, before Hans left the platform, a professor shouted from the audience, "I'd like to ask you a difficult question." He then asked a question so difficult that Hans had no idea what he was talking about. Einstein thought, "Oh no, now we're in trouble." But Hans just laughed and said, "That's not a difficult question. In fact, it's so easy that even my driver knows how to answer it. Hans, please." Einstein stood up and answered the question perfectly. They left the university with Einstein driving. A little later, Hans offered to drive. "No, my friend," laughed Einstein. "It's a pleasure to drive a genius like you, Hans."